Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Christmas Eve, my friends, and welcome to a very festive, it's not festive, it's just the same Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start with the news that two Premier League matches have been postponed this weekend, Liverpool against Leeds and Wolves against Watford. The matches were called off due to COVID cases. We'll hear from Alan Brazil, Ali McCoys and West Ham coach Stuart Pearce. But first, this is Simon Jordan, who believes that Jurgen Klopp will be happy it's been postponed.
Talk Sport breaking news.
COVID outbreak in the Watford squad and also a COVID outbreak in the Leeds United squad, we are hearing.
Well, Klopp will be happy now, won't he?
Listen, you've got to pay heed to the reason here.
But the protocols are the protocols, and if they've met the requirements of the protocols, they wanted clarity, right? This is what they wanted clarity.
Yeah.
And we both know why they wanted clarity, so that they could find a way to get the games called off they want called off. So now they've got clarity, now you'll see the games fall down like deck of cards.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere.
What I really don't understand, why we have to explain it constantly, that 26 and 28 is not right. It is not right. And I know in this country you do it for years, but it's, if we would count the injuries over the years, which happened in that period.
Listen, it is what it is. It's not going to change. I don't think it sends a great message out to players to turn around and moan about it. I'd rather just get on with it and say, look, you know, we're in a stronger place as anybody to deal with the fixtures as they are.
Player welfare, to me, whilst I accept that the most important part of a game is the players, you have to get context between what player welfare looks like and what the real world needs to look at it through proper eyes, which is, come on now, you've got enough players. Yes, of course we could have had five substitutes, but they haven't got any players available. So what difference would five substitutes make now?
Players have never been protected better, ever. The training pitches, they're better than we used to play on.
Oh, the training pitches are unbelievable. And they've all got them the same size as their home. It's amazing. I'm guessing you're with me, you're not really...
Change? Am I right in saying that, you know, there's a certain training ground which is meant to be magnificent. They've got their own rooms there with pictures of their loved ones and all that and... You know what I mean? Flowers and bowls of fruit and all that, just in case you want to get your head down. Give us a break, will you?
Listen, it's the coaches, the managers. It's nothing to do with the players. The players have got to play in the festive period. And listen, Jurgen Klopp, he knows the history of British football.
It's their own fault they didn't vote for it, because the clubs are some of all their parts. Five substitutes. If they're doing it in Europe, give them five substitutes. But if they get five, they want seven. If they get seven, they want 10, right? Whatever you give people... It's never enough. How about you're doing really well? How about pinching yourselves to realise how bloody lucky you are? Because if it wasn't for football, half of you'd be working at McDonald's. You're earning £10 million a year playing football, and all you do is pee and whine about what you haven't got.
Now, Manchester United interim manager Ralph Rangnick says his squad is almost at full strength after a COVID-19 outbreak saw Premier League games against Brentford and Brighton postponed. The club returned to action at Newcastle on Monday following a 16-day break. Rangnick says they've come a long way from only having 8 outfield players available a week ago.
Today was the third day of training this week. We started on Tuesday, then we trained yesterday and today we had 25 field players quite apart from Paul Pogba, he's the only one who's still missing out. Everybody was on board.
Interim United manager Ralf Rangnick has entered the row over festive fixtures. Rangnick says the league games over the Christmas period aren't a problem for him, but there are others he does take issue with.
I think England is the only country, again, in the top five leagues in Europe that plays two cup competitions. Even France, I think, abolished the second one a year or two ago. If we speak about a tight calendar and maybe having to play too many games, this could be something where we could speak and discuss.
Now, Everton boss Rafa Benitez has revealed the club had a request to postpone their match against Burnley on Boxing Day rejected by the Premier League. He's also confirmed that they had five more positive COVID-19 cases following their draw with Chelsea last week. And Benitez is surprised their next fixture is going ahead.
We follow all the rules. We do the lateral flows, PCRs, we have the mask, we have even three dressing rooms to spread out the players to be sure that we reduce the time that they are together. But what we cannot control is when you go to a game, if a player is positive and he has no symptoms, he can pass the virus to the others. That was what happened the other day when we played against Chelsea. We have to play some young players, and then after the game, we found that we have five positive. So with the injuries and the positive that we had, we were expecting that the game will be postponed, and like in a lot of games, trying to keep the integrity of the league, because you are losing so many players, and now I have to think about if I have 11 players fit and where can I put them. I am really surprised that we are playing this game.
Now, Aston Villa and Poland defender Matty Cash has been speaking to TalkSport's Tony Cascarino ahead of their match against Chelsea on Boxing Day, live and only live on TalkSport. He spoke about training with the Polish superstar Robert Lewandowski and playing under Steven Gerrard.
Brilliant to be out there training with him every day and being playing under him, superb. The way we want to play attacking sharp football is brilliant. It suits me down to the ground. And yeah, just like he's got a presence where just when he's in the room, everybody listens to him, and it's great to be playing under him, yeah.
Not too many bodies committed forward for Bayern. There's a massive space for Lewandowski to run into, and that is exactly what he does.
Because on international duty, the training's not as long or hard because you have games, obviously. And we'd done crossing and finishing after every session. Obviously, I was crossing just from wide, and it was like crossing balls in for Lewandowski. It's just like unbelievable. And his finishing, it's next level. His heading finishing was like, all you got to do is leave it in there, and then next time you look, it's in the top corner. Before I hit the cross, I was thinking, I've got to put this on the money here because he's used to it. But now, playing with them sort of players, and it's brilliant for me, really. And seeing him, obviously one of the best players in the world, up close in training, in games, being around him in the training ground, having conversations with him was really good for me, yeah.
And here's Cash's Villa teammate, Matty Target, admitting he was daunted about the prospect of playing for Stevie G.
Gerrard! Oh, you beauty! What a headshot!
You're always a bit edgy when the new manager comes in. You're wanting him to like you, but when you know it's Steven Gerrard, you just put everything aside and you're like, wow. To be fair, you get a bit starstruck at first, but now I'm getting used to it. It's so nice to have him as a manager.
Now, Man City boss Pep Guardiola has reminded his players they need to be careful due to the current rise in coronavirus cases. Jack Grealish and Phil Foden were both reportedly warned over their behaviour and dropped to the bench against Newcastle last weekend. Pep said it's more important than ever for the squad to be sensible.
There are not rules. I'm not a here police. I'm not saying what they have to do. Everyone is all enough and experienced enough to know exactly what they have to do. So we are living in a special circumstance in our lives that we cannot live free like we live in the past.
And all over the back pages is Pep Guardiola. He's having a moan up.
Can we just give a couple of Pep strike threat?
We talk about the welfare. It's just for the players. The association of the players say, okay, we don't play anymore until we solve that situation. And after, maybe the people are going to take attention, pay attention. But you have to decide for the broadcaster, for the Premier League, or for the rest to take a decision on behalf For the welfare for the players, this is not going to happen.
Stars should go on strike. Guardiola blasts as more games lost to pandemic.
I get the frustration, particularly at times of COVID, but it does seem like, oh, come on. Can you just sort of, like, get on with it? You've got massive squads. You know, you don't moan when you get your TV money coming in every season to buy these players.
On now to Darren Bent and Jack Wilshere on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, and the superstitions behind their squad numbers. When you were a sort of known player in the Arsenal team, you had a number 10 shirt, right?
Yes.
How did that come about? Did you just given it or you wanted it? You requested it? What happened?
I asked for it. It was...
Who had it before you? Was it Bergkamp, was it?
No, it was Van Persie.
Van Persie had
it before you?
Yeah,
and there was rumours. It was awkward, actually, because there was rumours about him leaving for United. And I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was going on. But I went to see the manager and said, look, I'm not sure what's happening with Robin. I said, I don't really want to know. That's not why I'm coming here. But if he does go... Can I have number 10? He went, yeah, of course. Darren Bent was number 10 as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I've had this with Bennett before. He didn't really care about numbers, did you, show numbers? You weren't that superstitious?
No, not really. No,
I wasn't superstitious, but like
the
number 10
is... No, but you wanted it. He didn't really care.
Yeah, I wanted it.
Why? Who's the player that you admired when you were a kid growing up?
Bergkamp.
Oh, okay, so it was a 10, right? So that must have been incredible for you to wear his shirt.
Yeah.
That's basically
that was a dream come true.
So he was your favourite as a kid growing up?
He was my favourite player, yeah. Him and Becks, but I was never going to be number 7, was I?
Heel goed naar Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp neemt de bal aan. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp.
Now, here's boxer Kell Brook on the White Jordan Show, ahead of his fight with Amir Khan in February. Of course, a fight that should have happened 10 years ago. Simon Jordan, being Simon Jordan, told Kell Brook he fancies Amir Khan to win the fight. Oh, he's so naughty, Simon.
What do you think, Simon, Amir Khan will bring on the night that might trouble Kell?
Speed. I think he's a better fighter than Kell. I think Kell's an outstanding fighter, and I watched him against Sean Porter. I thought it was an outstanding victory when he beat him in America. But I think their careers have been on different trajectories. Sports about opinions. By no mean way am I being disrespectful to Kell Brook. But if you're asking me who I think wins this fight...
Not you're on about, yeah.
Well, it's an opinion, Kell, isn't it? And we'll see, won't we? And when I'm wrong, as you will believe I will be, then I'll be the first person to say, you were right and I was wrong.
So Amir Khan's got speed. Oh, great.
Yeah, speed kills at times, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, speed's not enough, though. I think
if he fights anywhere vaguely resembling the way he fought Devin Alexander, I think he'll beat Kell. Sure, and it was a long time ago. Kell was at his best as well.
Kell come back. Kell, come back at that.
No, I will come back at that. Styles make fights. Devin Alexander were a southpaw. They were a different kettle of fish to me. You know what I mean? And I think that timing beats speed. I've seen every style there is, and, you know, he's not going to bring nothing to me. And it's not going to take me. Don't get me wrong. He's got the fastest hands that I've ever been in the ring with. He's got extremely fast hands. But like I said, timing beats speed. And, you know, I can time in. I've got a great jab and I've got a great boxing brain. So, and I'm really up for this one. So
yeah, do you not think he will be the same, Kell, as well? Do you not
he will be the same. Of course he will be the same. But that's your opinion. That's
exactly. Opinion. And it will be proven to be right or wrong on the night, won't it?
You're going
to
be wrong. You're going to be wrong, obviously.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't, of course, forget to hit that subscribe button. On Boxing Day, reminder, at 2:30, we have Game Day Live with Adrian Durham, Ray Parler and Courtney Sweetman-Kirk. Adrian presents live from the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium with all the goals as they go in. And a reminder, we've got live football coming your way on the TalkSport network. At 3 o'clock, you can hear Norwich against Arsenal, of course, in the Premier League on TalkSport 2. And at 5:30, you can hear Aston Villa against Chelsea on TalkSport. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. That morning being Christmas morning. And that podcast is going to be on Sir Alex Ferguson. Anyway, until then, have a great Christmas, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Do what I would. And even if there's stuff that you think he wouldn't do that, I probably would do that as well. But the most important thing, of course, is whatever you do, have a wonderful day and be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.